The thing that concerns me about the affiliate program is that it works. So I suppose, and of course that we can duplicate it, because everything that we're trying to do here, I'm trying to model for those who want to follow the breadcrumbs, you know, back to what it is that works. And as far as the mechanics of the affiliate program, I'd like to stay as close as possible with one shopping cart, because their affiliate program has been developed over 15 years almost. So it answers all the questions that anybody would have about an affiliate program, and probably has all the bells and whistles we can use that we need. So one thing would be important in the meta sense would be, let's make sure that we learn everything we can from the one shopping cart affiliate module. So there are videos, I know there are other things, so that would be one thing, is that if someone wanted to work the affiliate program and know all the bells and whistles that we have available that would be able to allow us to customize a program, we would certainly want to know that. And my thinking is that as soon as Terry gets to that point, if he does, I'm hoping that he will, that we would assign him a MyPal, and then the MyPal would start becoming intimately familiar, so Terry could say, you know, do such and such, and they would know what he's talking about because of the affiliate module in one shopping cart that they then are running. And then that would allow us duplication, because when someone else came along, this affiliate person trained as a MyPal could guide them along in setting up their own affiliate program, or could do it for them. That would be the hope. I wouldn't hope that until the end of this year that we would have a MyPal ready to do that, but that would be my hope there for the affiliate program there. The other parts of the affiliate program that are important are probably more familiar to Terry as an MBA, which are what we're trying to accomplish is to make people feel compelled to affiliate with us, because there's either a have motivation, which is utility. That means tit for tat, quid pro quo. We endorse you, you endorse us. That's a good thing. Even if that happens and we don't make no money, because we endorsed you to ours, you ended up with more people in your database, blah, blah, blah. So there's the have piece. The B piece would be is that people probably get approved of and recognized for the efficiency of the program, how easy it is to use, how it allows us to have a community, a collaboration. It allows us to go beyond money, but think about relationships. Okay, that's the B part of it. The do part would be is that the affiliate program produces money for people. I mean, the red system, the doing system, they're not going to do it unless there's a benefit, period. So it's not necessarily utility per se. It's the nature of that it gives them more power. So, for instance, if I say to a person who is a doer, look, we've got, you know, 5 to 10,000 people sitting here that basically have credit cards and open wallets. If you have a good program that we can endorse you to and introduce you to, then that they're going to be interested in something like that, because that's powerful. There's a certain amount of control. There's a certain amount of issues of being able to get things done. In the becoming system, that system will require us to have our shit together. In other words, are the I's dotted, the T's crossed? Does it work the way it's supposed to? Is it orderly? Does the system, you know, reduce tranquility, or does it just raise all kinds of confusing questions for them? Is it too complex or whatever? So, you know, what I did was I just modeled how to look through, you know, answering the question for you, okay, how should this look to the outside people? Obviously, each one of those eventually will have a reason to affiliate with us. You know, the B system to affiliate by the nature of affiliation and building relationships with the others for their own reasons. You know, achievement, power, and avoidance of problems. So the thing that that Terry needs to look at in the whole is how is our affiliate program constructed? How easy is it to use and learn, or have somebody else do if I don't want to do it? Does it work? Is it continuing to produce additional referrals into the system? Once people get into that system, is it easy for them to access? Do they get you know, will they get paid on time? When will they know how much they earned? All that, of course, is tracked in the module. But that would be the ideas that I have about the affiliate program. I mean, the reason we have to use it is that if you're going to be successful on the internet today, you have to mail large volumes of people. Conversion has gone down. The resistance to spending money on credit cards is going down. It will go down farther. The need to segment our offerings through the affiliate program, because we actually need to sort our affiliates into be, do, have, become, so that we don't offer our be affiliates a do type of endorsement where they see the words and language of power and control and are immediately turned off because there's no relationship in it. And they don't want to mail. So, for instance, if Terry over time is going to set up mailing, and what he'll have to do is for each campaign that we have, he'll need to come up with an affiliate message, which says, okay, here's a new product or service we're getting ready to offer. We'd like to introduce it to you all. Find out if you're interested in mailing. If you are, you know, please go over and sign up here. And what they would do is probably just drop into a quick SSS, drop their name and email in there, and then what would come out would be a series of autoresponders that would then show them how to monetize or to relationshipize or to simplify or to make practical this approach. That's the ideal that I would see, is because people would opt in to the affiliate programs, and then with the affiliate programs they would be sent, pushed, not pulled, the information. So, for instance, they'd get autoresponder one, thanks for signing up for the ValueSync affiliate program. This program rolled out live, blah, blah, blah. It's now available in asynchronous form, and you can affiliate by sending people this affiliate link where they will go receive information about the program in a series of emails. Here's what the emails look like, and here's what we're expecting you to do. Now, the easiest way to increase the ability for you to gain a commission on this would be to endorse it. Here's some recommended endorsements. Here are some testimonials from others, blah, blah, blah. I realize what I'm just saying is quite complex and tedious, but you'd only have to do it one time, because once then you put that up in the index of our products and services, and under the affiliate column would have a link. You click the link, they go over to that link, and then they would opt in, answer the survey question, and get the service page, which then tells them about the program, what they can do, where they can get their link, so it's down and dirty, and then follows that up with a teaching, educating series of all the different things that they can do. Because someone will want to, if they're interested in making money, they'll want to email, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4 times a year about a particular program that we have, especially something like ValueSync that can be polished and added to over a period of time, where, for instance, if we sell, let's say we're selling ValueSync for $197, and the commission on it is, 25% would be $50. So that's a pretty nice commission for just mailing. But what we're actually going to do is we're going to improve ValueSync as we go along. So we'll have people who sign up for it will get additional calls, they will get additional email, things like that. And every time we do that, we should have an autoresponder in the series saying, you know, one of the things that we do with ValueSync is updated because it's one of the underlying core programs in, you know, this Flawless Living, and then we introduce Flawless Living. So what I see happening in the affiliate program is the back end to market all of our products and services in a different way while collaborating with others and monetizing that. So that's where I'd like to get. I mean, I've just said one hell of a lot, but once ValueSync was set up in this way, and this is not like other people set up affiliate programs. Basically what they do is say, hey, everybody, mail, send out your link. Here's your link. Go plug it, and that's it. But to me, the back end of an affiliate program is really where the value is, because if a person's getting push email that's set on a schedule, say, day 0, day 1, day 2, day 3, to get them to mail that first time, and then come back 2 weeks later, with, now's a great time to follow up with a just real short endorsement or testimonial about ValueSync and that they might have missed it, and then give them the copy right in there, and then come back, say, in a month, and ask them, you know, were they able to mail? Did they have any success? Have they checked their affiliate stats to see if anyone clicked on the links? Blah, blah, blah. I mean, the generic formula for all the affiliate backends for me would be the same, which means that we develop a generic set of affiliate program back-end autoresponders, and then we literally just update it with the names and the testimonials and the things like that. In fact, what we could do is we could set up generic links for the testimonials, and we could have the testimonials put on the web underneath the product. So, for instance, it would go out Value Sync, it would go out Flawless Living. Well, actually, we have Value Sync, so we'll eventually we're going to switch this program to Value Sync rather than Flawless, but let's say the URL /testimonials. Well, then all we got to do is put the product URL in there, and then the testimonials are being built by the MyPal on the same page. So literally you create this generic roadmap for affiliates, and you don't have to do much every time. So Terry comes along with the next program, say the Flawless Apps program. Well, he's already built out the generic backend for Value Sync. All he's really got to do is read through that and substitute where Value Sync was. Apps is there. And we should literally standardize all of our backend for affiliates in the affiliate area. For instance, if we go to valuesync.com/affiliates and then / you know, we shouldn't call it backend, but /backend, then in backend there would be an index and there would be the series of pages that would then be referred to in the generic autoresponder series. So this the design of this could be done one time. And then from there on, then on out, whenever the MyPal builds out the affiliate part of the site that we're running the affiliate program on, then everything would be generic. And it's just a matter of importing the autoresponder and reading through it and setting it up. And bingo, you're done, probably in an hour. We need to standardize these sites. We've pretty much done that so far. So, for instance, when we say build an SSS, the SSS comes with a template, more or less, of certain pages in it already. Okay, the affiliate should do the same thing. There should be testimonials. There should be sample email messages. There should be endorsement letters. There should be ways the product works, so the person can understand how they can talk about the product or things like or the how-to or whatever. In other words, once we set up one affiliate system back in, then all we need to do is whenever they build a site, then all they have to do is import the affiliate template, and all the pages that we normally refer to in the back end will all be there already. So the testimonial page there, the how-to page will be there, the endorsement page will be there, the product information would be there for affiliates, you know, because we'd have different product information for affiliates, you know, things like that. So we haven't set that up, but that to me is really what we should do if we're going to make a richer experience for people. Because remember, the scaffolding that we have to put in place, here's the thing that nobody's paying any attention to. What is on the horizon is the opportunity to attract literally hundreds, if not thousands, if not millions of people in the developing world who can be convinced to use the internet and email and their contact base, which is extremely heavy Facebook here in the emerging world. Everyone who's anybody has a Facebook. Even my pedicab driver has a Facebook, if not one or two pages. Everyone has Facebook. And so what you can do is to say, look, you know, we have these products, and what you can do is you can sign up as an affiliate, and they're actually, in some cases, could be translated into your language if you want to do that. Or if you have other connections among your relatives that reside in Western countries, then what you can do is you can create a business by just mailing out the information to your friends on certain of these products that will fit with with the people who you associate with. You know, obviously you don't want to send the wrong product to the wrong group. But they actually then could make money, because imagine if someone mailed out something and they sold one thing at $19.95. They got $20 in commission. That's enough for them to live for 3 days. So while there's not a lot of people who would qualify for that, what people are missing is the long-term gambit here. And the long-term gambit is that all the content that we've created in the Western world will be again used in the emerging world. And not only that, they are seeking it. Why? Because they will not leapfrog development. They have to go through the same development that we did or pay the price for missing it. And that is a long-term gambit that most people are not willing to invest the time in for the next decade or two. And that is that all of these emerging markets will, in fact, millions and billions of people have to go through learning what it means to do a BI leap, what it means to understand that people are different and that there are four motivational systems. Those are not going to change. That's evergreen material. So the point that the short-sighted people, the narrow time span people are missing is that that 6 billion people are in queue to learn what we have already gone through. And that's the long-term gambit. So most of everything we've got that's a teachable point of view is not only good for the West, but also good for the emerging markets, which as long as we put it in an application, as long as we put it in something that somebody understands. So what I'm suggesting happen with the affiliate module is an app. What we're creating is an app. When you get the app for ValueSync, the affiliate app for ValueSync, you click on that and it takes you through how to sell ValueSync to your market. That's the application, you see. And so it has a push part where the messages come out to you and remind you what to do, remind you how to do it, remind you where you can get information, and it will run as soon as you start that app. Now this is a hybridization that I'm using, but it still will work. And an app is designed to do something so that when you have the app, you can do special things. Like last night, I downloaded the WebMD app onto my iPad. And what it allowed me to do was just to drop in really quick, look at strep throat, which I knew one of our MyPals had because she texted me and she said, I don't know if I'll be in tomorrow. And I had somebody look at my throat and I have white pustules at the end. Well, obviously she told me about it. It's strep throat and it's sudden onset sore throat with no cold symptoms. It's very simple. And I checked WebMD because I knew that if she had that, she would have to take some antibiotics and not do just the normal gargling cold sniffy nose thing. And sure enough, there it was, told me the antibiotics that were used, which I sort of knew because I've been through this with kids before, you know. And bingo, we got her started on antibiotics real quick and going. That's an app, see? In other words, I needed to know something, and I needed to check it. WebMD says, hey, why don't you have the app instead of searching the web? So I just opened it up, and all my information was there rather than me searching the web through Google, you see. So the thing that I'm talking about in these hybrid apps, because when people think of an app on an iPhone, they'll think about something that, you know, looks at your battery charger or, you know, does other things that the different apps do. Like for me, I get the headlines from ESPN and look at those from time to time, and all it does shows me is just the headlines, you know. That's an app. Well, the affiliate apps for our programs could be downloaded. You download the app. And remember, when you download an app, if you've never done that, the first thing it asks you for is your login information. In our case, it's just email, name and email, okay? Because we don't even need their affiliate code per se, because we can tell them to click this link and go get it. The thing that would happen, though, is that the application would teach them how to make money with that product by affiliating with us. That's the app. Now, we could build an app that's for every one of our thing. Now, that's a hybrid approach, but it still is an application. It still will fall under the key where we can do push. It still will show people how to actually get money made with ValueSync, and that app should last at least a year. In other words, it should push to them until they unsubscribe from that app. And that's what I'm talking about. Most people don't understand that the SSS system is ideal for the applications environment because it's topic specific. It does a very singular thing, and it does it deeply enough that the application has a lot of benefit for you, both be, do, have, and become. And so when I talk about applications, which I will start talking about, I don't know if you guys have seen the page yet, flawlessliving.info/apps, APPS. You want to go over and look at it. This is going to be our next approach. Rather than doing the flawless coaching, I decided after the design call we had that there's enough wow factor in apps right now because people really don't get it, that I'm just going to take that momentum and I'll do meta flawless coaching because I'll take a group of people through creating their own app, just like I'm talking about you creating an affiliate app right now. And using our proprietary SSS system, which to me is the thing that mirrors the applications environment for mobile communication or mobile, what they're calling mobile persuasion, well enough. In fact, I'm a leg up on Stanford already because in terms of mobile persuasion, I already know the sit, push, pull part of the process to use, and I've already proven that it works. Plus, I can gather data and they can't. They don't understand the survey step yet. They don't understand that when you get someone to see, if you have an iPhone or iPad or Android or HTC or whatever, and you download an app, the thing they give you is the app. They don't take nothing from you. And that's the error, because at the point that you've agreed to say yes for the app, you are the most open to answering a single question because you're on your way to get your app. You'll pop that question in there, won't think twice about it, and bingo, you're over and you're reading about your app on how to do it. Now, the problem with the hybridization of the apps is that an app does whatever it does without you knowing how it works. This is what I call what we're doing hybridization, because you still have to read ours. Now WebMD, you don't need to know how the application runs, but you still have to read the information in WebMD to get out what you want, which is the information to take action to treat or to understand or whatever. We have to do the same thing. So we're going to have to study how these informational apps, these knowledge apps, produce knowledge such that it minimizes the amount of work that the person has to do, because then all we'll do is end up inviting people in. Now, the key thing to this, Terry, the key thing is once we generify the affiliate app, then anybody who's used one once can click on it the next time, put their name and email in, answer the survey question, and bingo, they're right to the pages that they need, and they know they have a push stream coming to tell them what to do. So that's how we get from the hybridization of the app to then, once someone has experience with this app, or the affiliate app coming out of the FLOSS system for these products and service, bingo, they know all the rest of them. And they all work the same. The application is to create an application that people don't have to learn but one time. And then they can make money on any of our products and services in the system. Now, just to finalize this, we need to teach all of the people coming into our system the applications interface. In this particular case, I can't think of any other way to do it right now other than to hybridize it and use the SSS system, because we don't have a sophisticated enough IT team, nor do I wish to pay for one right now in the early stages of this, to build out the membership environment to where someone would just log in like they do iTunes, because what we want to do is do iTunes. I don't know if you've ever seen iTunes, but what we want to do is iTunes for content. And basically what we would do is when someone ever wanted an app, let's say Terry, let's say go to Jackie because she has a real thing. Jackie's going to create a ISIS app. Well, just so happens that there's already an ISIS app, Jackie. All it has to be done, and I have just asked some Chinese company to take a look at the Beta Isis on Flash and to see if that could be made into an app. Very simple. Because I don't know if you guys have seen this, but if you go to oneisis.com/DEV, scroll down to the fine print towards the bottom of the page, you'll see a little file called Beta Isis as in a zip file. If you'll open that up and you'll pop that little Flash thing, that's Mike J's first app built more than a decade ago. And it's just exactly like the apps we're going to talk about. So I've been doing this a long time. The problem with me is I'm an idea person. I'm not a finisher. And so consequently, I built this thing, had the Russians program this more than a decade ago. I think it was built in around 2002, 2003. This works exactly like an app, Jackie, and it can be the first app that goes out under the FLOSS system. All we have to do is make it work so it works. Actually, I think it will work right out of the box, but just make it so it works. Because what you do is you open it up and you fill in the blank with your stuff and hit a button and bingo, your report's done. And then you can print it. So it's our first app was built more than a decade ago, and that has been gestating in my system as I've learned all this other stuff. And then in 2007 or 8, when I built FLOSS, I knew that if we could look at how the PDA market was developing, they're starved for content, especially content that you can read on a 3x4 screen. And we literally can create applications to do this. So the thing would be, then Terry comes in, and Terry says to Jackie, "Jackie, you have that app that you're selling. That's a nice little thing, and I would like to get it in our affiliate program." And Jackie says, "Oh, well, that would be great. All you have to do is sell it. I'm selling it for whatever, $9.95 or something like that. And I'll give you $5 every time you sell one of those, because every time you sell one of those, somebody's going to open that up and they're going to see that they can't do it on their own, and they're going to, and on my name's on there, it says, if you need some help, call Coach Jackie Martin, and I've got a lead that somebody else just paid for me to give them." Did you hear what I just said? I got a lead that somebody else paid me to give them, and I paid somebody else to give it to me, but it wasn't money coming out of my pocket. It was money that came out of the customer's pocket. This is the same principle that McDonald's used in offloading labor to the customer. So you're now offloading lead generation to the customer by affiliation. You see? So people don't understand these concepts at all. So the thing is that Terry comes along and says, "Hey, Jackie, I just built an app for you for the affiliate program. And when people download your app after they've signed in to your little system that shows them how to use that thing, because you got to create an autoresponder for your app behind that says day zero, here's what you got. You download this file, you do this." And of course, in this case, it'll open right up on a PDF. They don't have to zip it or anything like that. Or you can go to a website where it'll open up. And then you teach them in that how to use it. That's part of the app purchase that they bought for $9.95. And by the way, they will do this, Jackie, because I've been charging $10 for client licenses since I started using Isis back in 2001. And I get money every month from that. Not a lot, but a little. It's just like somebody walking by one of those machines sitting in an airport and they drop a dime in and get a gumball out. If somebody just pushed their mute button, you'll fill that feedback loop. Okay. And so the thing is that when you guys start to think about this, the one thing that comes up to mind that you have to keep in the back of your mind is standardization. In other words, there are two ways that the app sits on the flawless system. One is that the content is either FLOSS approved or FLOSS accepted. Okay, we haven't told anybody about that because I'm just putting it in. But in other words, if you want the thing to sit on the FLOSS system as an application, then it can be FLOSS accepted. And what we may do is say, "Hey, this is not a, you know, real FLOSS application, blah, blah, blah." I haven't figured out about the fine print on that yet. Or if it's FLOSS approved, which means it's a FLOSS application, not just a BS application sitting on the FLOSS delivery system or the app system, then we'll do that. The other part of this is that everyone who builds for us They can't have weird sites. They all got to go SSS. Because we want the people, when they click that icon, the first thing that pops up is the little page that says, put your name and email here, and enough of information that you see on a PD, maybe one line, that tells you what it is. Because you already know what it is because you read about the app, you saw the picture, you know what it does. You went to the page where it says this app does this. You've searched it in our app gallery. It says this system helps you get clear on identity, purpose, and intention. Click here. They put their name and email in. The next thing that comes up is a little screen that says, before we show you the app, can you please just help us with this little thing? Now, on all apps or in iPhone or Microsoft or all the operating systems, they, when you're installing them, they always say, join our customer experience program. Remember that? And they give you a checkbox. What we're doing is reversing the idea of the customer experience program and saying, give us your experience first. And through the survey question, you see. And then we take them right to the serve page, which tells them how to use the app. Then, because they opted in, they will get a stream of push. You got to do push because pull doesn't work. So they get pushed emails into their box. First of all, a receipt thanking them for buying it or getting it. The second thing is here's what you got. Here's what it does. Here's the quick start program. Okay, so affiliate/quick start should be in there, which shows in about five lines exactly the 3 or 4 steps you need to do to actually put something out. Because like a guy like me, a pace setter, I don't want to read a bunch of shit. Tell me step 1, step 2, step 3, what to do. I will do it, and bingo, we're done. So we need affiliate/quick start. We need affiliate/testimonial. affiliate/how-to. affiliate/product info. Those are 4 pages that we need. We need an index page. That's 5. With those pieces on it, there you go. Okay, those all go in your generic autoresponder stream, which I can help you. Now, if you want to start this autoresponder stream, all you need to do is to send a note to mypal@flawlessliving.info and say, Mike asked me to mail you and start me a wiki the wiki on Flawless Living, where I'm going to build my affiliate push stream. And please start by adding this page to day 0, and then day 1, then day 2. She will put it up on the wiki. Once you put it up on the wiki, once you create the structure, you can send me the page and say, Mike, could I get your comments right quick here? You send me the wiki page. I go over and look to see what you have. I'll go into edit. I'll augment it real quickly, save it, and bingo. And we can do this over time. We can always keep augmenting these through collaborative wiki interface. Then what you do, learn to use the wiki. It's a really simple environment. And the reason I like it so simple is that you can't do much. Well, you can actually get really fancy on a wiki, but you can't do much as a learning wiki person that you can't do in a regular ASCII email. In other words, there's no reason to get fancy in these emails, and there's no reason to get fancy on the wiki. So not being able to get fancy on the wiki because it's a little bit difficult to learn the language for being fancy, that will keep you simple enough to be in emails. So what I want you to do is learn how to use the wiki interface and collaborate and how easy it is, because basically what happens is you send me the link, I go to the link, I can immediately hit edit, go in and start writing. Now, when I'm done, I've saved the page and it's there. If you want to go back and edit it again, you can just go back and look at it and say, oh, Mike made a spelling mistake, didn't put a comma in, or now that he gave me this idea, I've got this idea, I'll add that. That's how collaboration works. And what it is we're working on stays in the same place all the time. Doesn't move around. Okay? So, and doesn't have multiple versions. And, you know, and it can't get lost. It can get deleted, but it can't get lost. So, the point is that the wiki environment for just getting versioning done is really pretty good. And, of course, it's free, so it's really good. So, that's what I would suggest. Now, I've given you a ton of stuff to think about in this program. And Gary, I'm sure can follow most of it. It's everything I'm telling you to do, Terry, is the same thing that I'm going to coach the people doing the apps through. So when we have this program starting in 1st of March, you can go through it, Terry, with me, and your application will be the affiliate generic apps model. And you can work on that. Jackie can work on her ISIS model, because we'll feature that, because Jackie, the beta ISIS, do you know what I'm talking about, Jackie, the beta ISIS zip?
I absolutely do. I was one of the first ones that used it, Mike, okay. And I did test it as well as your ARs that go out, the automated coach.
Yeah.
There's broken links, and so I said, fine, those will get fixed. In the meantime, let's get something cooking.
Yeah, and the thing is what I would say to do is since you're going to be in charge of that, which is fine with me, I'll joint venture with you on that whole project. Why don't we just go ahead and fix that during that program? And we'll watch your app emerge and Terry's app emerge as the apps from the program. Basically, what I want to do is I'm going to coach people through. Actually, I'm not going to coach them. There'll be some coaching, but I'm going to guide people through how to set up an app for our Floss system. So if you want to sell in our system, you need to go through this process. We'll tape it. And then we'll make it available asynchronously through one of Terry's affiliate apps. And so people can say, well, I would like to get in that system. Well, then you need to buy this program and follow the instructions that Mike takes you through for the program so that your app will qualify to be on our delivery platform. Because we want every one of them standardized so that as soon as someone comes in, and what I'm going to create after with this call right here is I'm going to go up and I'm going to create a page and I'm going to show you what I mean. Because literally someone will be able to go to some site, and probably what I need to do is register this site right away. And it will look like the screen of an iPhone or an iPad. And then there will be affiliate apps. They click on that. It will go to a whole page that Terry has set up for his affiliate apps for our different product. It'll have ValueSync there. It'll have the Floss Apps product. It'll have all the other different products, the book, blah, 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 blah. They can click on it and get an app, okay? That's what we're going to do. We're going to create an online interface that looks like an iPhone or an iPad, and every one of those little graphics will be yours. Jackie, you'll have a little graphic. Then they click on that, and they will be able to go. Then we'll have a search function put into our pages so that we give people the apps in an alphabetical order. So what they'll do, we'll have a search app, and we'll say search, and then it'll take us to the page where the directory is listed rather than search, because we won't be able to do that. Or we can do search on page with Google. Gary will have to figure that out, or the IT people. But my point is I'm, instead of creating a hard piece of hardware that you have to buy in order to get into the Floss apps system, unlike Android, iPhone, and whoever else is out there, you don't have to own that piece because it's already free to you on the web. So if you own an iPhone, if you own an Android, if you own HTC or Microsoft, you do not have to subscribe to just apps that are on your system. This Floss system is available to anybody working on anybody's system. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing. You see? So we've taken away the need for hardware. So for all the developing countries, all they need to do for apps is to go over and click into our system. This is one step ahead of all the rest of them who are creating proprietary apps to sell their hardware and their software. Do you see what I'm saying?
I love it.
All right. This is where I want to take this. This is more fun for me than doing flawless coaching, which I will do after, because basically what I'm going to do is try to model it the best I can, and then what we will do, I have a system in the wings that I've been working on for a decade that is basically a decision tree system for coaching. It's called a guidance system, and what you do is you read the line, and it says, if you have this, click here, and then you go to a page that says, okay, here, have you thought about this, 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 and this, and basically what it creates is an online guide or online coaching program for our coaches to help people. It was part of the prepaid coaching ideas and all those kinds of ideas I had a decade ago about how to put an interface together that allowed for dumb coaches because we made the system smart. And so this is something that I want to bring back as the as part of the Floss coaching guidance system for people to be able to be guided through. Because what I think we're going to face is the downturn that's going to take everyone's mind off of everything else. So what's happening is that we have a regression in the hierarchy of needs. And so everyone's up in self-actualization, fooling around because we're culturally scaffolded there and there's plenty of money. But if we have a downturn, we'll lose that. We'll lose the next two tiers and we'll be back down around safety and security and is everything going to be okay level of needs. At that point, you need to go into more diagnostic, more straightforward, conventional means to fix whatever it is that needs to be fixed, which is why you're broken in the first place, and every bit of it has to do with blocking and tackling. So then I go back to my smart system with my dumb coaches who don't know this, who I couldn't teach this stuff to in a lifetime, but I take my experience, put it down there and say, look, if you can ask this question, you can find out this. If you can ask this question, you can find out that. And basically it leads people through a decision tree. Now, it's not that great, but it's pretty good for conventional people. So I haven't finished it yet because I still had a whole lot of more modules to build, but those could be built out, you know, by me in a very short period of time. So this is where I want to take this whole environment to where we can regress, when this thing regresses down, that we can actually show people. Now, the idea behind Floss, just let me toss this in there. Floss is a scaffolding system to help you overcome the differences between your happiness aspirations and your success inspirations. And what it's designed to do in the third space is to scaffold the gap, maintain the tension, at the same time give you what you need in the gap without you having to change anything. You may change the selection you have for a success model, which we're suggesting to people, look, if your success model is not working, get a part-time job. What's your part-time job? Well, selling products and services through the Floss system and adapting the Floss philosophy and stuff like that. That's your part-time job. But in order to do that, we have to pay them. Well, how do we pay them? We pay them through the affiliate system. We pay them because of Mike's big idea, and that is Mike, instead of you trying to develop 100 or so products, join someone and join a group of people who have thousands. So it would be like joining in ClickBank. You can put your stuff in ClickBank. The only problem with ClickBank is they'll feature you once in a while based on your popularity. But most of the time in our system, we'll get other people just like you to cross-reference you because they can get an affiliate commission on your product. Whereas if I advertise somebody else's ClickBank product, I don't get an affiliate commission unless I sell it. In this particular case, I have my own products, and I can say, well, look, here's what you can do to help me sell my product. Now, Terry then, in his system, has to take everyone through who's building a product and take them through the generic affiliate app program. This is what Terry will get some of his cookies because I know he likes to teach and guide. And he will teach them how to fill in the blanks for their affiliate app, which then go into his system, Floss approved or Floss accepted, for when they click on the link affiliate programs, bingo, their affiliate program is now available to anybody. The thing that I want to wrap this up with is this. Remember I told you that people don't get the long-term gambit? That the real issue is that there's 4 billion hungry people that can utilize this material in small bites at small prices, but you could have 1 million salesmen if you wanted to. How do you get your product in front of 1 million salesmen? Bingo. I'm going to show you. That's the long-term gambit, is getting your products and services in front of an entirely new set of demographics. And that's the long-term gambit. Most people will not have the patience to do what it is I'm doing and that I have done for a decade, which has helped me make a lot of money, which is to get in front of a new set of demographics. But this is what we can do together, collaboratively. That's part of Mike's big idea. Does all that make sense?
So is the Floss guidance system going to be an app?
It has to be because there's going to be several apps in the Floss guidance. So we'll have to look at Floss guidance system for affiliates, Floss guidance systems for apps, Floss guidance system for how to position your content for the new demographics. you know, there needs to be people brought in who have translated into Chinese as well as some other languages, Russian, those kinds of things. But we have those people available. So there'll need to be the FLOSS guidance system. You'd click on that app, then it would open a new page, and there would be a whole other bunch of apps. Do you want guidance on apps? Do you want guidance on affiliates? Do you want guidance on demographics? Do you want guidance on Chinese? Do you want guidance on this, 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 and this?
Okay. Yeah. March program, what's the name of that? Do you know yet?
Yeah, Flawless. It's going to be introducing FLOSS apps. I don't know if I... It's probably called Mobile Persuasion or something like that. Go to flawlessliving.info/apps, APPS. Read the start of the sales letter.
Say that again for me.
flawlessliving.info/apps, APPS. You'll see what we're doing makes so much sense. And, of course, the fact is that I understand things from a global standpoint that even the people who are doing mobile persuasion don't understand yet.
And are you still doing the Flawless Coaching Program?
After. Yeah, I have to do the Flawless Coaching Program because we need flawless coaches. But what I see right now is we're not going to get any traction teaching people about how to make money in the future. We need to teach people how to make money now.
Okay.
So we got to get them in. I want to say, look, if you want to build an app, and the thing, you have to understand what I just said. And I'll say it again, because our system, is not hardware dependent or software dependent, you build an app in our system, anybody can use it. Now, the things that we don't fully understand yet, because I haven't done them except only experienced them, is all the nuancing that we need to do to turn our content into something that's palatable on a 3x4-inch screen. Now, I've already done that. I've already solved the biggest problem, and that is the SSS system can already function on small screens because of the limited amount of content and the action steps. So that's one good thing that we have going for us. The second thing is repurposing the content for smaller screens and distilling things down, like what I'm doing for FLOSS 101. I know there's a few of them that are kind of long-winded, and we'll have to reduce those for the mobile version, but that's going to be an app. The FLOSS 101 will be an app. You sign in for it, and it's pushed to you every day, so you can learn a system when you're sitting in the subway, you're driving in a car, you're at the airport, you know, doing things like that. Bingo, you can learn the system. Now, the thing that I have to do, and this is what I'm talking to the Chinese about, and I'll probably talk to the Indians a little bit later because it went so far over their heads they couldn't handle it. But I actually contacted some guys who are writing applications for these mobile units, and I said, hey, how much would it cost to repurpose this stuff? And I'm going to get an idea there. And what I'll do is I will go through probably and see if I can repurpose FLOSS 101 as an app for a PDA so that someone wants to learn Flawless Living, they can learn it on their PDAs or their cell phones or whatever it is that they're using, their iPads or their computers or in the internet cafe or whatever, and it gives them this tip, you know, every day. Obviously, we'd have to take and repurpose Flawless 101 for the emerging markets because it has to be made much more simpler, and we would have to take those elements out of the soup that's in there and sort of wash them off and maybe take them out and cut them up on the cutting board a little bit, and then so they could actually look at the abstraction, say, for instance, of, you know, nature's lottery, what the hell does that mean, and then chunk it up and to show them, you know, how they become what they become. So those processes will have to be done for the new emerging market, but that's what I think we need to do, Terry, in terms of Flawless Coaching is, I need to model what I want Flawless Coaching to be, which is guidance. In other words, I don't know where I put that page. Let me hang on one second. About 10 years ago, Jackie knows this because Jackie's been in almost all my programs. We did a program called Integral Guide, and what I wanted to do in that program is to establish the foundation for the next helping system, which is not coaching, but has coaching in it, and it is called being a guide. In other words, been there, done that type of situation, like a museum guide. You take people through and show them the best art, show them how it formed, why it's there, that sort of thing like that. I'm just looking right quick, just see if I transferred that page, and I'll give it to you. Yeah, I did, I think. Let's see if I transferred it all the way. So I dropped the folder, and then I'll see if I actually did the index page. As you might imagine, I have a bazillion things going on at once. Yeah. I just want to see if I get this page. Yeah, basically, you go to flawlessliving.info, guide, all in capital letters, and then /guide in all small letters. And what you'll see there is what I did about a decade ago in building a coach certified system as a guidance system. Because that's the next system after Jackie gets ISIS done. We need her to help us get Coach Certified done, because Coach Certified is an application. And so that lets you read about what coaching is, but what the next thing after coaching is. And I've sort of kept it, I haven't made too much fuss with it, kept it quiet, because you've got all these people who are, you know, copycats. And having a decade behind me now on this, somebody can't come up and say, oh yeah, here's this new thing I thought of. Well, shit, Mike J was doing this decade ago. So anyway, it has to do with my own ego issues around my ideas that I don't really monetize very well. But in any case, what I want, I'm not going to call Flawless Guidance yet because I don't have a good name for it. I'll call it Flawless Coaching. But what I want it to be is the kickoff for the new discipline, which is guiding, not coaching. And I want to popularize that if I can, but I want to do it on the Floss system. And the reason you have to do it on the Floss system is because the old coaching system is be like me. The Floss guidance system is be like you. So there's a whole huge difference in the approach, and that's why it will disqualify 95 or 99% of the current coaches who are saying be like me. And do it like I do it, and do it like I see the world, other than, hey, let's discover your lens, and let's work through that, and don't pay any attention to me, because I'm different than you. So this is a totally different approach. I want it on the Floss platform, which is why I have not released it before now. So what I'll do is, because of the times, people don't get any of these ideas because they're over their heads. And until I can simplify them or find people who will simplify them enough, people can't assimilate these ideas. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take that knowledge and I'm going to model it. So, for instance, they don't understand what I've been doing for a decade, trying to put all my systems into applications, into apps that can be played anywhere on anything without any hardware or anybody's software, using the internet as ubiquity, okay? And so that means my market's different, not just iPhone users, not just Android users, but everybody, okay? That's number one. Number two is that everything should be an application, because everything that you do from now to the end, the new learning is this: you need an exit strategy. Because we will be entering and exiting much quicker now because of the onset of complexity. An application is bounded reality. It already has built in it an exit strategy, you see. And so this is what I need to teach people about this decade that we're coming into, is that the way you do your decisions is always to develop an exit strategy first and to evaluate the quality of that before you make any kind of big decision. Because if the exit strategy is tough, hard, is difficult, then you may want to rethink, because you're probably going to be exiting, because what you don't know is the domain that's increasing the fastest, which means if you think you're going to do something, you need to know how to get out of it. If once into it, something new pops up that you need to get into, which means you need to exit the old and get as much from it as you can so that you can apply the resources to the new. And this is an entirely new leadership philosophy that I have not put out there yet, because I'm holding it for the Floss platform, because it's essential that people begin to understand the nature of Floss and why it works and why it needs to be part of the future planning and doing and all that sort of stuff. Make sense?
Yep.
Yeah. I think we have some real exciting things to attract people and to draw them. But we have to be careful about how we roll it out. Yeah.
Just a quick question before our call that's coming up in, what, about 4 minutes? In terms of the Floss...
Who has a call? Are you saying I have a call, too?
Yes, Floss Coaching Vision tonight at 8:30.
Oh, well, okay, I'll do it, but I thought Gary was going to cancel that. It's okay. Did he send that out to the list or anything? I'm not seeing anything on that.
I don't know.
Okay.
I know it's showing up on Instant Teleseminar, and so whenever anything's there, I just show up.
Yeah. Okay. Good. That should be an app too. We need to get Gary. That's his app. So what we would have is something like not Instant Teleseminar, so we don't violate their name, but we would have something there that is an app. Click on that. It takes you right to Instant Teleseminar and the scheduled calls and the calls that you might have missed and stuff like that. So you would get the Instant Teleseminar app. The signing in puts you in a database that you get emailed every time there's something new there. So that should be an app. I'm trying to give these examples to you so you understand what it is, what shift, what bifurcation that we all need to make in our thinking now, so that we begin to move in a different direction than going off the cliff with the rest of the lemmings.
Yep, no, I certainly get that. The question I have is, in terms of the Floss guidance system that Terry's going to take participants through?
No, Terry's going to take people through the affiliate app in the Floss guidance system. And that's exactly what we're going to call this thing, an FGS. Floss guidance system, rather than a GPS, it's going to be an FGS. And so Terry has an app in the FGS.
Okay, so Terry's app, where I'm coming from, Mike, in Happeneur, every single one of the folks that we have in there need to know how all this is going to work.
Because we have a Happeneur app. And that's what Gary needs to run, the Happeneur app. And the Happeneur app takes everybody through all the steps that we've already created. That's the application there. Yes, and part of that application is here's the number of different apps within this Happeneur system of apps. And then we need to start putting the apps. So when we click on the Happeneur app, it goes to the Happeneur page window, and it shows all the apps in the system, the affiliate module, the setup module, the blank, the passion module, the whatever we decide to put in there.
Okay, I get that part. I guess what I'm looking at is I'm looking at some hungry people that, you know, they're putting up, they're working on their sites at varying degrees of finishing. But in terms of getting the affiliate piece working, they're going to need to know that information from Terry. And I understand it will be its own app, but right now we've got people that are good guinea pigs.
While I'm going through with Terry, working with him on the generic, they can be working on theirs as they're listening to me work with Terry.
Got it.
Yeah. I mean, you got to understand, we may have hungry people, but my God, this system is just unrolling. So it's not tried, proven, and true yet. We'll just have to fly by the seat of our pants. The biggest thing for them is to get Floss qualified. So far we have Floss qualified, we have Floss accepted, we have Floss approved. Floss approved means that the application is fully Floss. Floss accepted means that it'll run on the Floss platform. Floss accepted means that it's a Floss application running on VS. And Floss qualified means that the standards of their system will run on the Floss app system, which means it's Happeneur based, SSS based. Because what we want to do, see, every time you buy an app, do either one of you have these phones so you know what the hell I'm talking about? Do either one of you have seen iTunes before?
Sure. Okay. I have an iPad.
Okay, great. Yeah. So the first thing that it does when you click on free install app or you click on $9.95 buy app, the first thing it does is ask you to log in. So people there are already trained to not see that screen as a big deal. So bingo, we got conversion. And that's the key. We have changed squeeze. We have the ultimate squeeze now. The ultimate squeeze means that you've already accepted the fact that you're going to put your name and email in there as soon as you click app. So I have eliminated the problem with conversion for opt-ins because we've trained people how they're going to get their app. So that solves one big problem. So Jackie, the reason I'm saying that is they need the SSS system to be FLOSS qualified. So it has to go through Gary's test of the Happeneur app, which he's going to have to refine and build in order for this all to work.
So once somebody is ready to work on their affiliate or understand how that works, other than just, you know, getting a link, then that would...
Terry's going to have to start looking at this and find out. He's going to have to start penciling in some classes, and he'll have to be teaching what he learns very quickly. Not being the expert, but guiding. Again, guiding. And me and Gary and you can help guide him. Basically, we're going to follow the affiliate model. But I've given it to you already. I know exactly what it should look like. We've done it 100 times. So if you just go in and look at, let's see, I think it's in Wealth Shopping Cart, the Upping the Downside affiliate program that Mari Smith put together. That's a fair guide. Now it doesn't have the apps features that I added with the fact that we have generic pages and generic autoresponders and stuff like that. That still has to be built. But as far as setting up an affiliate module, that's all tutored and in. The only thing that we don't know at this point in time, and this is a problem for Terry and Gary and of course us to figure out, is when we do the separate, how many separate affiliate programs can we do? Can we do unlimited? Has anybody checked that out yet? Because it used to be you could do 5. But I thought for some reason or another that they had changed that module and that we can do as many as we want. That has to be found out. Otherwise, we've got a problem because we're going to have to put the person in their own shopping cart, which is not a bad idea. But we'll have to put them back in as a product in the big shopping cart, Mike's Big Idea, in order for them to get affiliate commissions in there and to swim around there, people that they affiliate to. That's the only part we have to figure out. We have to figure out is one shopping cart now allowing us to have unlimited affiliate programs by setting them up. If they are, we're home free. If we're not, then we're going to have to look at some ways around this because how do we track someone's affiliate commissions on someone else's affiliating with them. We can track our own affiliates, but if somebody else wants to set up, for instance, when you make your product or service FLOSS qualified, it will have the Happeneur SSS system at least. Okay, now whether it goes to a brochure site or your other sites or has links there, that's up to you to control, and that's the beauty of this system. But in order to get it FLOSS qualified, you have to have the Happeneur interface, which means the squeeze, the survey, and the cell, then an autoresponder series behind that. Okay. The thing that has to be thought through is they're going to put their product in our database, which means that we can send an affiliate link out for their program to anybody who's one of our affiliates. Now let's say that they want to have their own affiliates, then they need to have their own shopping cart. And then the advantage of that is that the affiliate commissions will go in there, the affiliates will be in there, they will manage their affiliates in there, so it's going to be like a two-tiered approach. The first approach is you're in with everybody. The second approach is you've got your own system, mini system going. And so we know we can do that, okay? There's no problem because we just switch them into a new cart. They create their own affiliate system for their product, bingo. The question is what we're trying to sell people on is this idea. You come to us with a Floss app. You put that into our system. And what we're going to do is when you send this to your friends, and they and you send it along with the affiliate link that we set up for your program, they will see your program. But not only that, they will opt in. And when they opt in, they will opt in to a much bigger system, which means that any time as we build that database for you because of our people opting in to your topic area, which is then segmented marketing-wise, because we will not Gary will have to learn this, that he cannot send broadcasts out once we start doing this to everybody because it will violate the segment, okay? And what we want to do is have the affiliate. Gary will do something like this. Gary will prepare the program. He will send it to Terry. Terry will send a note out to all the affiliates and say, we have a new program coming out. Would you like to participate? They go over and log in. They'll probably through, again, like I mentioned in the beginning, an SSS, because Terry will build an app for whatever it is. Let's say it's Flawless, let's say it's ValueSync. They click on the ValueSync app, they log in, putting their name and email, out comes the push stream that is customized for ValueSync. Where they go get their affiliate link is a click away. They click, go in, log into their affiliate thing or site, and they scroll down to where the index is that says ValueSync. They click on ValueSync. There is their link that they send. Okay, we've got to streamline that process, obviously, so they don't get lost. But that's how we'll have to do this when you set it up. You'll have an index of all the different links. Because some people may say, well, I don't want to send that to my database. One, it conflicts with one of the products that I have. Two, they're not interested in that, and I don't want to be spamming them. I only want to send them stuff that I can endorse to them that I know they're going to be interested, because my group's interested in knitting, and they don't want to see ValueSync. They want to see how to buy a certain kind of needle and use thread. You see what I'm saying? And so Terry would then command the marketing through the segments that the people who sign up to endorse the product, and then Gary would do the mailing to the generic list that we're going to mail to, and then he would not mail to the affiliates. In fact, what we would do is we would say, okay, affiliates, we always give our affiliates a 6-hour lead, okay? So you mail your people first, in 6 hours the main announcement is coming out, okay? Now, we still have some logistics to figure out, because when Gary, like for instance, if Gary does an emailing, he can go through and select the autoresponders that he will mail to. We want the affiliates to endorse personally and mail to their list, so we have to figure out how to do that. What we would do, and this is the tricky part, I know, and I'm glad I'm thinking through this now. What would happen would be, is Terry and his staff, because it'll take a staff at some point, I'm hoping it'll take a staff, because if it takes your staff, that means we're making money and growing, so that means Terry has a staff. Terry's staff would get a note back from Jackie that says, hey, Terry, I'm in, or he saw Jackie opt in, and he knows that Jackie is added to the list. So then what he will do is he will do a broadcast to the people who opted in to that autoresponder app, which is ValueSync, and he will say, okay, guys, here's the date we're sending, here's the information you need, blah, 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 for this marketing campaign, and you're going to mail on this day, and I'm going to check you, so send a copy to me of the thing that you're sending out so I can check you off the list and make sure that you've mailed. Now, everything I'm telling you right now can be done by hand. However, I'm trying to think of different steps that we could use in the process, because we'll need to flowchart this so that everybody understands how it will work. Because what we're trying to sell people. Remember, we have to scaffold the gap between people's happiness and success. Most of them don't have the slightest clue about how to be successful, really. Or they would be, and they wouldn't need us, right? So if we have them, that means they're not monetizing well. So we're going to have to help them monetize. So what we're selling them by having them join the Floss system is a membership fee that then helps scaffold them that must pay back at least the membership fee plus a little bit, or we can't hold them. Because remember, we have a membership fee that we're going to sell people to get in this. Now, we may waive the membership fee for a period of time when they buy the Happeneur Apps Building Floss Qualified System, that they then come in, go through, get their Floss app qualified so they can get it into our system. But at some point, in order to stay in the system, they have to pay a membership fee. That's how we make money. You see, we're providing the scaffolding, the infrastructure. Now, we have to make them enough money that pays for their membership fee plus a little, or they'll opt out. Okay, so what we're going to try to convince them of is this is an annuity. Come into our system, pay the membership fee. You'll not only earn over the course of the year your membership fee back, but a small annuity. If you want more, then put more Floss apps into the system, because unless you hit a home run, most of the time you'll just be piggybacking on other people's singles, which means that you're going to be building a database with inside of our system that is connected to your product, because those will go into the autoresponder that is in their opt-in for their app, and then we'll segment in our database. This is one of the reasons for sticking with e-comics, by the way. Okay, so when they have their database inside our database, this is why we have to be very careful on broadcast in the future. Once this gets up, that we don't violate that policy and mail something out to somebody that they don't want mailed, because we have all of our databases segmented and we only mail to the ones that had to give us approval to mail to. And that's part of the process of joining in the good old boy network, except they can't do a good old boy network because they won't reach out. We're scaffolding the good old boy network with Mike's big idea. That's the big idea. We're creating a good old boy network, which is why the other internet marketers make money, is by cross-selling and upselling other people's products along with their own. So everybody mails for them, they get a database. Then everybody else who mailed for them has a product, they mail for them, they get a database. You see what I'm saying? This is how it works. It's just nothing but a good old boy network. That's why they're making money. So Mike's big idea is to turn the tables on the good old boys. We'll scaffold that because you can't do it and won't do it, and we'll create the good old boy network for you with inside of ours, and we'll run it for you too. That's what we're doing. Okay, now, in order to do that, we'll charge a membership fee. We might waive the membership fee for 90 days in the future, going through the Happeneur program, getting your Floss app. We don't charge you a membership. Once you get that thing built, then we charge you a membership fee, and you have to start paying a membership fee to be in the system, because what you're going to get a chance to do is every month or week, I'd like to get it down to every week because I have plenty of products, okay? So even if I did every week, I could still do 4 years of mail-outs. But we will feature something else, you know, the 7 rules of engagement, buying a hybrid, I don't know, whatever the products that I already have that they can't build, and if they want to mail and piggyback on getting an affiliate commission, they can mail with us as we launch our products every week, starting in about, you know, whenever after Gary listens to this and says, oh no, about 500 times, then he will get his head around this in a few months. And as soon as he does, this is the thing that we're going to kickstart. As soon as we kickstart this, then things will change, because people will start seeing that we're doing this on a regular basis, and they will start getting into the system and paying the small membership. Because basically what we can do is this. We have a membership in the system where you don't need a product. You just come in and affiliate with us, and you piggyback on our stuff because you enjoy Floss and you want to affiliate with that. The first thing you do is start sending out the Floss membership to people and get them involved in the discussion. Get them involved in Floss 101. There's a commission for that, because once they come into the system, there's all kinds of things that they can buy, and when they do, you'll get credit for it. So basically, by introducing someone into the system, you get credit for everything that they buy for life, okay? And that's by being a member, okay? That's part of our sell point. Our unique selling proposition is that you don't really have to have a product. Now, if you have a product, that's a different story. If you have a product, you're in a different level of membership. We're going to be featuring you, endorsing you, putting your product in autoresponders, doing things like that to help get the word out for you, along with getting the word out for us and you being able to piggyback on step 1, which is no product, affiliate with us, 2, your product, affiliate with us and your product and build affiliates for you. That's the only tricky part, Terry, is how do we get an affiliate built for somebody else inside of our cart? I don't know if we can do that. We have to have a separate cart, which requires a higher level membership fee. We have to figure that out. We're going to have to flowchart. That's the one thing I'm concerned about in the month of February is getting the mechanics of this affiliate program so that we can make the offering we need to make in April when we launch this membership system, which is about the same time we're going to get ready to launch the book or whatever Gary decides to do. However fast I can move Gary is however fast we'll move. But I already know that we can't move faster than Gary. Okay? So if Gary's going to move at a certain speed, we'll move with Gary. All right, and faster he goes, the faster we goes. But we can't go faster than Gary. I've already done that for a year and a half. It didn't work. Okay, and I believe in him. I know he's the secret to this. He's the pin. He'll make this work. We just have to wait for him to get there. Okay, so the next membership would be is I don't have just a product, Mike. I have a product, several products, and a service that I provide. That is an upsell into this. So I have actually a physical service that I deliver. That's membership level 3. Okay, we might call that the professional level. We might call the next level a product level. Then there's another level. There's another level that says, Mike, I don't just have products and services. I have a platform. I have something like you have, Mike's Big Idea, only in many ways. And I have lots of these products and services. I have an assessment pool like Ajay. Ajay's got all these assessments. Ajay's got an assessment platform that we're going to build him in, that we're building him in. Actually, we're working it right now, but we're building him in. That's the different membership level. You have to pay a different set of fees because we're marking now a lot bigger things for you. And then, of course, one of the things that we do, instead of us taking an affiliate commission, Terry, from marketing their products as anyone would do, like the good old boys, the difference is we make them pay a membership fee. So we're going to flat fee affiliate commissions on a membership basis that will average out over the course of the year, I hope, about the same. Now, someone could come in and abuse us, and they could say, hey, we're going to pay the membership fee. And, of course, we're going to have to put a minimum on this. Because if someone comes in with a platform and wants us to market for them, we will do it, especially the platforms, because there's all kinds of ways to get their products and services sold in our system, and that would then enhance our system, which would sell more products and services in our system. And what we're doing, instead of taking affiliate commissions, we're taking membership fees. Now, we're taking a risk because the ups and downs of affiliates, if we hit a home run, far outweigh the membership. But what we're looking for is a minimum operating level with the membership fees, which means that we're going to waive the home run in exchange for always hitting singles. Okay? I think that might be the best thing to do. Now, the person who comes in, subscribes to us, hits a home run, milks our database. Remember, every sale is an opportunity cost. Then, of course, we don't get the affiliate commission on that. But what we do get is access to their membership. So that's, again, a hidden benefit. So all... Really, this is all in my head, but we need to get this on paper so Gary and you and, of course, Jackie understand what it is we're doing here so that you guys understand the essence of Mike's Big Idea and why it will work. Both sustainable for us, it does clip. It clips the highs and lows. What this system does, and this is why I'm doing it in this lost decade, is I'm clipping the highs and lows. So I'm not going to bet for the home run. I'm going to take the single. And the ones who hit the home run, which will be rare, will prosper a lot, and we will prosper minimally. But the ones who only hit singles, we will hit singles too. And so we're upping the downside, and in order to do that, we're clipping off the upside. Now, if you're in the stock market, you say you can't do that because only 3 years out of 20 do you ever make money. So if you clip the top of it, you never make money. But we've upped the downside to a minimum level that says if we can make a membership fee on everybody who's in our system, at least for X period of time that we can keep them in the system, then we're going to be better off in a demand negative environment than we would worrying about if we can find a home run somewhere. Let's go ahead and stop that there before I keep going. And you can see where this is all going. What we have to do is we have to capture this in a cogent message that we explain to people what's going on, why they would pay this membership fee, why they pay an applications fee to come in and get their own app in the system, that sort of stuff. Now, the only way this is going to work is for us to have some apps and getting ready to launch this thing. And, of course, I have all these products, and I can easily turn them into apps because all my products already are already Floss qualified. So I don't have the work that everybody else has to do. I've already got that done. We'll have to hybridize some of it to get it on, and we have to upgrade it. But other than that, I got a ton of apps, so I just need to start thinking about icons for things like 7 Rules of Engagement or the Developmentalist or the 101 Things to Do to Avoid Recession or all those things that I already have. I just have to go back to my graphic artist and I say, make me a thumbnail for my app. And then I need to start loading my page up with apps so people can see the different apps that are already there so that they'll come in and say, yeah, I'd like to join in this, because the same kinds of people that will be attracted to these will be attracted to my coaching around, you know, health after 50, which is what Manya's working on. You see what I'm saying? So Jackie's will be there. We'll put Happenure there. You know, again, what I'll do is I'll start working with the graphic artist to start making my apps signs, and then we'll put the system to work, going, hooking them up, upgrading them all and stuff like that. So when we say, hey, come in and be a membership and Mike's Big Idea, there's already a ton of products in here. You don't need a product. We want you to get an application. And, of course, we're going to stop calling them products. We're going to start calling them apps. And join us. And then you'll pay a fee to come in, go through the apps building process. You get it Floss qualified. You start paying your membership fee. And then we start introducing your product and services along with ours. And then, of course, every time somebody – see, the cool thing about this is I don't have to introduce any of my products unless no one else that week has a product to introduce. But because we may not have a lot of people in the system right away, because I have so many products, I can fill that gap, you see? So people in our system will get used to the apps coming out weekly. And then we can do a supplement, obviously. But if someone is, let's say Terry has something that he wants to promote, he can promote it. But then all I got to do is say, if you buy Terry's app, I'll give you my app on such and such free. So bingo, I'm in there too. And I can help you. And so I have tons of products and services that I can app very cheaply. Papers, books, articles, things I've been selling for $5 and $6 that I can sell for $1 and $2 and $3 like an app. I can repurpose my entire system literally into thousands of apps. So this then would not be like you, Terry, going out and saying, I'm going to create this platform like Mike is talking about. Well, you couldn't. It's too much work. It takes too much money, time, and effort to staff. But if you're saying, well, I could join Mike's platform, and then I could have the benefit of what Mike's doing, because he's already got a database. He's already building these things. He already knows how to do this stuff. All I got to do is drop my Floss qualified product in there, and he will help promote me to his list, and I don't even have one. And then I will have one because his people will join my list, and I will have some people in my targeted list just from that mailing. Now, the one thing that we have to do, Terry, that I mentioned to you and Gary, is we've got to get PPC going so that any time that we get a hot one, which, say, for instance, somebody comes along, we put their app out that week, app of the week, Floss app of the week, and then or we might call it Happenure app of the week. I'm not sure. But so Gary doesn't – because we don't want to adulterate Floss, but at the same time, we want Floss running. So maybe we'll – ease off the Floss and just do Happenure, but whatever we decide to do, or we could just do Mike's Big Idea app of the week or whatever. The thing is that I forgot what I was going to say. It'll come back in a second, though. We were talking about those apps.
Let me ask a quick question.
Yeah.
So who's the review board? If I say, hey, Mike, I want a
we are
an app to how to make porno in, you know, 5 easy steps. That's
probably well, only if it's a meta model. Just kidding. Listen, I have learned so much from porn sites. Now, I'm not a porn site guy. I don't belong to any, but I have learned so much. I found that out when we went to the first internet marketing conference back in 2000 in Boulder, Colorado. They had only had a few of these things. The internet was very young then. Terry, you know this, because when I came back, I said, hey, Terry, let's do this thing. The the people who were there that taught me the most were the guys who were doing porn, because they're always way ahead of everybody in marketing. So that's what meant. No, we'll have a review board. It's called Mike, Gary, Terry, and Jackie right now.
Okay.
Yeah. And if it's not going to fit in what we do, we won't allow them to come in. They'll have to tell us about their idea. Now, does that mean that we might not build a system that is non-related to us and help them do something over there if we have some of these sort of outlying products, which we don't at this point in time? But if we did, yeah, we can still show them how to build the app. And see, the secret to what people don't get, and it's so silly, everybody tells me how much they hate the SSS, but every time I do it, everybody uses it. So it's like if you want apps, and every time you know you click free and install app, and it's going to ask you for your damn login, even if it's free, you say, why in the hell do they do that? Why are they doing that? But you get used to it after a while. You realize that that's part of the process. It's like breakfast. You got to break the eggs. You hate breaking eggs, but you got to break the eggs in order to get an omelet. You do it. And then you don't think about it because you commit it to part of the process that you no longer think about. That's what SSS does and has done ever since I started the stupid thing a decade ago. I still got people complaining about it, but I got people who've been doing it for a decade. People who have entered their name and email in there for a million times. You know? Not that I want them to do that, and of course we've tried to build some scripts and stuff, but my point is that the selling point is come learn to put your system like an application and understand how to market. Okay, that's what it does. Now, if you've got the product and services that can become qualified, bingo, you're invited in, here's your membership fee, we will agree to promote you, we've got to get this done on paper, we'll agree to promote you at least four times a year, either directly or indirectly. Once for sure directly, three times indirectly. And one indirect promotion can be is through the autoresponders. For instance, I buy the ValueSync product, and you have an assessment that helps people understand themselves. Well, bingo, they buy the ValueSync, out comes the autoresponder, thank you very much, here's ValueSync, here's how to get the most for a user. And we have found that people who have bought ValueSync were very interested in this assessment for $19.95. Click on this link. Bingo, you've been promoted. See how easy that is? That's so simple. And you now, what's the difference? Well, you didn't have somebody else promoting you because you're not part of a good old boy network, and you don't have your own products and services, your own database to offer them, and you won't get in a good old boy network with 100 people in your database. But you will get into Floss system, Mike's Big Idea, with 100 or none. You see what I'm saying? So I really think that this selling point is very good for people who just don't know what to do and are unsuccessful out there. They need to collaborate. They need to piggyback on a success model that is bigger than what they are. And I think this is a selling point. This is how we can get them to pay the membership fee. And, of course, getting them to pay the membership fee is the first step in making our infrastructure whole. Because right now the membership fee is coming out of Mike J's pocket for everything. And there's a hole in it now. Okay. Big one. All right. So let's stop right there. Gary, sorry to freak you out. And sorry we missed you. And please forgive us. Please forgive us. All right. Is that it? Can we stop now?
I think so. Can you send me the recording too, please?
Yeah. I'll do it.
I'm tired.
All right. See you guys.
All right, Mike, thanks.
All right.
This really, I don't know about you, Jackie, this really gave me whole new parameters of what's going on.
Absolutely. love it.
All right, take care, guys.
Okay, Mike, take care. Be well.
All right, talk to you later.